Thank you, Mr. Griffin, she said after a moment, her voice quiet but earnest. She came back up the steps and sank down beside him again. They said nothing for a moment, and the world was quiet save for the wind through the trees, the muffled sounds of the livestock in the pasture, and the more distant noise of voices drifting from the saloon. I am tired, she said at length, speaking her words slowly as if still unsure of them, of having to tell so many lies. Jim knew the feeling, so strongly that for an instant every part of him longed to tell her as much. From one assignment to another, his life was nothing but one big lie. It was wearying. He wanted to confide in her, tell her how frustrated he'd been this week working at a job he knew nothing about, having to pretend that he did, to tell her what he was doing here, honestly, to even just tell her his real name.